This is Sue Clough welcoming you to the 284th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday, the 8th of June 2017. Any views expressed by contributors to this edition are their own and not necessarily those of our officers and trustees. This month's news team is led by myself, Sue Clough, and the news items on the next 24 tracks are taken from the Hebden Bridge Times and Todmorden News, unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled by Peter Gibson and starts with the usual monthly quiz from Jenny Coleman. This is followed by Christine Ward talking to Paul Southers, one of the Talking Newspaper's trustees, about his involvement with TNT and about his uncle, Dr. Jack Barrett, who was a lecturer at Imperial College in London and was a friend and colleague of one of Todmorden's Nobel Prize winners, Sir Geoffrey Wilkinson. Then Sylvia Pryor tells us about the remarkable life of blind road builder John Metcalfe, who was known as Blind Jack of Knaresborough. And after that, John Hodgson interviews Ken Cuttle, who tells him all about the sensory van. Next, we have the second monologue in the Portraits of a Town series, brought to us by Kevin Emmett. And this month we hear from the ex-headmistress of Ferny Lee School, Helen Hannah. It's poetry time after that, and this month our resident poet, Glenys Halliday, reads two of her poems about the T8 and the T6 buses in Todmorden. After that, Campbell Malone brings us the second part of his interview with James Gregory about his time as chairman of Todmorden Pride. And then Jenny returns to end the magazine section with the answers to this month's quiz questions. In this month's InfoSpot section, Chris Gill's selection of articles from the National Infosound Service are entitled The Merger of RNIB and Action for Blind People, An Acoustic Battery Tester, Eye Shields, and Special Courses for Getting Online. But now it's time for the news, which is being recorded this month by Trevor Williams and read by myself, Christine Williams, Beryl Tyra and Mark Tyra. So now over to Christine for the first item.